Turn ye even to me, saith the Lord, with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your heart, and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Instead of a portion of an epistle, on this day we're guided by the prayer book and by ancient Christian tradition to hear from the prophet Joel. Prophets were sent to the people of God with a message from God, which was often one calling them back to obedience to Him, calling them back to His law. And Joel's message is no exception. The message is a simple one. Turn ye even to me, saith the Lord. When a person goes through a difficult time and suffers some kind of loss or some kind of agony, and does not know how best to cope with the pain, we know from experience, our own and those around us, that a human being will turn to a lot of different things. We even have a way of talking about that in our own experience. We say the very words. We say things like, in his difficulty and stress, he turned to alcohol for comfort. In her struggle and in her pain, she turned to gambling. In his loneliness, he turned to pornography. In her despair, she turned to food. During the season of Lent, we begin with the clearest message. And to be sure, it's not a suggestion. It's not a recommendation. It's a command. It's an imperative from God. Turn ye even to me, saith the Lord. Now, you are here on Ash Wednesday, and that's a great way to start the season of Lent. In fact, it's the way to start the season of Lent. We begin by bringing things right out into the open. We don't shy away from the ultimate and accurate estimation of our fleshly existence here on this earth. We place ashes on our foreheads, made from the burning of palms blessed from the previous year's Palm Sunday, and we hear the words, "Remember, O man, that dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return." We remedy the foolishness of the world by short-circuiting all those false hopes, all those things that we turn to. For these ashes on this day resonate with those words said at each funeral, where it is pronounced upon the faithful departed, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. A moment where at the burial of a Christian person, we state that we have traded all false hope now for a sure and certain hope of the resurrection unto eternal life, the words that immediately follow. Any outside observer, when observing the season of Lent and how we behave, could easily be led to believe that what we do here today and what we do for the 40 days of Lent is a morbid practice observed by a dour and pitiable people. But what consolation might be offered by such who don't understand? They might say something like, lighten up, or even cheer up. Well, lighten up and cheer up is cold comfort in the face of mortality. And Lent is a time to remember that there is no room for pretending with God, with the God unto whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid. We must be much more honest than cheer up, lighten up. After turning to each great ambition to propel himself into glory, after turning to many things, Shakespeare has Macbeth speak in the final act of that play, seeing all of his false hopes crumble, these words estimating his view of life. Life is now but a walking shadow, a poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. Here are the words spoken by a man who has not turned to God, but turned to everything else, and to all of his own desires, and has found them, in the end, empty, lacking, meaningless, and full of sorrow. What's happening here on Ash Wednesday and in the season of Lent is meant to head all that off at the pass. Talk about dour and pitiable. Today we're calling our own bluff, and we're opening our temporal selves to an eternal perspective. With an accurate estimation of what's going on here in this life, we're beginning to earnestly turn to the Lord with all our hearts, releasing our grasp upon the things of this world and reaching out to touch the hem of the garment of God. And when sinful human beings such as ourselves do such a thing, it's much, much better than lightening up. You could say it looks more like shipmates sailing on towards the kingdom, who head down to the hold of the ship to take stock and see whether we have enough to finish the voyage, and then find that we fall far, far short of having enough to make the journey on our own to the glory of God. If we're going to make it to the kingdom, we're in desperate need of supply. We're in desperate need of the grace and mercy of the Lord our God. We'll need to turn to the Lord with all our heart, with fasting and even perhaps weeping and mourning that we have trusted too much in ourselves, not that we are in a pitiable state. In fact, as we head down to take stock, we have several realizations which we verbalize in the confession that we say in our daily offices. We have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. Imagine going down to the hold of a ship to find what you've got. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things that we ought to have done, and we have done those things that we ought not to have done. And there is no health in us. There's not enough here. We recognize and acknowledge the situation. This day, we turn to the Lord our God only. And while it is possible for us to only rend our garments and not our hearts, we endeavor not only to fast and give ourselves outwardly now, but inwardly. May our repentance be true and pleasing to God, and may God bless our repentance with a great store of his grace and mercy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.